So redox reactions then are a combination of reduction and oxidation. We always have to have both. It involves changing oxidation numbers, so we need some rules for changing oxidation numbers. Once learned, they always stay. I'm sure you would agree, Liam. So, first thing, cations and anions, the oxidation number is equal to the charge on the ion. So, if you've got sodium plus, then the charge in terms of that thing is 1 plus. That means its oxidation number is 1 plus.